this is a potentially complex issue. There's a lot happening, and we need to be willing to dig into it and maybe get in the weeds a little bit and find out what are some of the supports that we need to be providing.
This is Frank Schofield, superintendent of Logan City Schools. Utah's rate of childhood suicide is roughly double the national average. It now surpasses traffic crashes as the leading cause of death for young people ages 11 to 17. Last year, two students at Logan High School died by suicide. Schofield says it prompted immediate action.
It led to a lot of conversations. How do we respond? What are some of the things that we can do?
Schofield says the schools have worked with mental health experts and the state to identify three major areas of support. First, the use and awareness of SafeUT, a web-based app where students can be connected to a licensed counselor or anonymously report warning signs in their peers.
We have had that used by our students. We've been able to respond to some situations where we were told by students that one of their peers was in distress and was contemplating some self-harming. Staff were able to intervene and make contact with that student and the family and provide the help that that student needed.
Second, Schofield says Logan's middle and high schools have introduced Hope Squads, teams of student volunteers trained to identify peers who may be in danger.
And when they have a peer who they see is struggling, they understand how to initiate the conversation to get them some help.
Lastly, Schofield says school staff has been trained on making solid connections with students.
How do we take steps to build those connections with students so that if they are under distress, they feel that there's somebody at the school that they can talk to?
Schofield says the most important thing for students and parents to know is that there is help available.
The most important message is that if they are struggling with depression or thoughts of self-harming, they should hear that there are countless people who care about them and love them, who want to help. And I would emphasize as strongly as I possibly can, if you're feeling this way, go talk to somebody. I guarantee you, you will find people who will tell you they want to help because they want you around.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Chris Polanski.